on this Halloween day, 2022. Let's check in with Peter Drummy from Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and excuse the froggy voice.
No, it's sort of like it's a wonderful holiday to celebrate. It's both new. It really didn't come here till New England until there were many Irish and Scottish immigrants in the 19th century. But you can sort of say, going back in an earlier time, that the people who came here in the 17th century, the Pilgrims and Puritans, they sort of had Halloween all year long, in the sense of they were sure that the world was full of portents and signs and strange events and things that we associate with Halloween. They sort of saw in the world around them all year round.
My goodness. Now, what about this tradition about with the going door to door with the candy and carving pumpkins? Does that have any roots in the Irish and Scottish cultures?
Oh, yes. Those are both things that very clearly trace back. They modify over time. Like in Scotland, I believe that they carved turnips as their, and of course came here, and it was like paradise because we had this wonderful a vegetable, large and orange, a color associated with celebration, readily available. I think people here had already been using pumpkins as sort of things like Thanksgiving decorations. So this movement, it's a tradition that comes, and then it's modified by the circumstance people find themselves in.
Now, what about candy? Because I remember, years ago, there was not quite the plethora of commercial candy available, and it was such a treat,
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because even from my own childhood, it could see that transition taking place. That is often the things that you got when you went house to house would be homemade things, and then over time, for a variety of reasons, that became candy. And of course, it's one of those wonderful days associated with commercial enterprise. The candy industry sort of celebrates this day as much as any day in the year, perhaps Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, but this is the day of day for candy sales, probably. And that has a strong tradition here in Massachusetts as well, as the manufacture of commercial candy.
When did it become typical, though, from going house to house? That's got to be relatively modern.
I think that's relatively modern in the sense of small children, but it really was. Most of these holidays that go back to a more distant, these celebrations that go back to a more distant past, were really aimed at like teenagers and young adults. This was the time of year you got to go out after dark and scare people and dress up in a disguise, not so much a costume, but in a disguise to sort of go to another house as an apparition or ghost. And then that idea of it becoming the children being the participants in it, that really goes back to the 19th century as well, the idea of the Halloween party where children would get together and have things associated with Halloween. But going house to house was really trick. If you didn't bribe the apparitions that came to your door, you would be there'd be a trick played upon you, a practical joke or something along those lines. So that's a long tradition going back to Scotland and Ireland, being in guise, and like a disguise.
Trick or treat. Now I know where that comes from. I always learned something from you. That's a great story, and I'm glad we're not carving turnips.
Yes, that's right.
Can you imagine what they
would make a sturdy lantern, but it would be a lot of work. In Ireland, there's supposedly a tradition of carving large potatoes.
Oh, my goodness. And can you imagine if they sell those 2,500-pound giant pumpkins now and they're big enough for a condo?
Yes.
My goodness. Well, Peter Drummy from the Mass Historical Society, as always, thank you for wonderful information.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.